4 o'clock the correct time at WJSB, Washington.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Harry McTighe speaking to you from our radio booth atop Griffith Stadium, where this afternoon, for the remainder of the afternoon, we're going to bring you a play-by-play broadcast of the final game of the season between the Cleveland Indians and the Washington Senators. The first half of the fourth inning just concluded. There's no score in the ball game. And before the last half of the fourth inning gets underway, we're going to give you the lineups and then turn you over to your Wheaties play-by-play announcer, Walter Johnson. The lineup for the Cleveland Indians finds Lou Boudreau at shortstop, Roy Weatherly in left field, Ben Chapman in center field, Sammy Hale at second base, Bruce Campbell in right field, Ken Keltner at third base, Oscar Grimes at first base, Raleigh Hensley catch, and Al Milner, a left-hander, on the mound. The lineup for Washington, Eddie Leap at second base, Quick at shortstop, Pitko, right field, Wright, left field, Gilbert, third base, Vernon, first base, Gedeon, center field, Farrell, catch, and Bass, a right-hander, on the mound. Bass is up from Chattanooga, the Southern Association, with the Senators, and down there he won about 19 ball games and lost 7. We've seen only 3 hits in the ball game, Cleveland having 2, a single by Lou Boudreau in the first inning and a single by Raleigh Hensley in the second. Washington has only 1 base hit, that an infield hit by Eddie Leap. End of the last half of the fourth inning, and Pitko, the right fielder, right-hand batter, is coming up, and here is Walter Johnson.
All right, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We're going into the last of the fourth. No score in this ball game. Pitko, the right fielder, is up. Bats right-handed. Here comes the first pitch. He swings and fouls it back. Pitko walked his first time up. Al Milner, left-hander, pitching out there for the Cleveland Indians, has allowed only 1 hit, an infield single. Here comes the next pitch. It's a fastball. It's outside, 1-1. He's allowed 1 single and 1 walk. Bass, on the other hand, has allowed 2 hits and 5 walks. A little bit wild. Here comes the next pitch. And it's a little bit high. Hensley's kicking on that pitch. It's 2-1 on Pitko. Here comes the next pitch. And it's high and inside. 3-1's a count now. Milner starts his windup again. Here it comes. He swings and misses. Pitko had a good cut at that ball, but missed. And the count's 3-2. Last half the fourth. Nobody out. Nobody on. Here comes the next pitch. He swings, hits the fly, going into right field. Bruce Campbell is coming over there. He's under it, waiting. And he's out. Pitko flies out to Campbell in right field for the first out. Taft right comes up now. Taft playing left field, bats left-handed. Lucky Harris has most of his right-handers in there. That young kid in. First pitch is too high, ball one. Young combination down there, second short, Leap and Quick. They did a nice piece of work in that first inning in making a double play. Here comes the next pitch. He swings and fouls it back. It's 1-1. Boudreau single to lead off. Weatherly hit one down second base. Leap made a nice play on it, hustled over to Quick. And Boudreau was forced, and Leap hustled that ball over to Vernon for a double play. Starting this ball game, here comes the next pitch. It's high and outside. It's 2-1. This is ladies' day out here. Quite a few of the fair sex out. Here comes the next pitch. He swings, hits the high fly right straight up back of home plate. Hendley's under that ball, and he catches it right underneath us here. For the second out. 2 men out now. And Charlie Gilbert comes up. Charlie bats right-handed. He's down there on third base in place of Buddy Lewis this afternoon. Mm-hmm. developed into a pitcher's battle out there so far. Here comes the first pitch on Gilbert's. It's high and outside. Ball one. Two men out now. Here comes the next pitch. And it's a little bit too high. Ball two. 2-0. Nolan starts his windup again. Here it comes, and it's ball three. That's a little bit too low. Mm-hmm. 3-0 on Charlie Gilbert. Miller starts his windup. Here comes the pitch, and it's right down there for strike one. 3-1. Miller starts his windup again. Here it comes. And it's strike two. It took that inside corner. 3-2. Starts his windup again. Here it comes. He swings, hits the fly, going into right field. Campbell's going over his wheel there near the line. It's up there. It hits that against that wall. Bounced out in there. Gilbert pulls up at second base with a two-base hit. That ball was right down that right field line, hit up on the wall. And Bruce Campbell took it on the hop, tossed it back into second base. Charlie Gilbert pulled up, standing at second base with a two-base hit. And Vernon, the first baseman, comes up now. Vernon bats left-handed. Here comes the first pitch on Vernon. It's a little bit low and inside. Ball one. Not much of a breeze out here. Just slight breeze blowing over towards right field. Here comes the next pitch. He swings and fouls it back. It's 1-1. Miller has another ball out there now. Steps on there, starts to stretch. Here comes the pitch, and it's a little bit too low. It's a curve ball. 2-1. Nolan gets the sign. He's watching Charlie Gilbert back there on second. Starts to stretch. Here comes the pitch, and it's strike two. That took that outside corner. Vernon didn't like that, neither did the ladies in the stand. They're giving the umpire a lot of booze down there. It's 2-2. Two men out. Last half the fourth. No score. Here comes the next pitch. He swings and fouls one down in left field stands. Taken by a lone spectator down there. He had no competition, so he just took his time to get that ball. Milner has another ball, steps on there. Here comes the pitch. He swings and fouls one right straight back at us here. Hembley comes back, but he can't get it. Ball hits the screen back here. So the umpire tosses out another ball to Milner, and the count remains 2-2. Hasn't been much hitting in this ball game. Been a little bit quiet. Here comes the next pitch. He swings, hits the ground ball back to second base. Sammy Hale comes up with, there's a play to first, and he's out. That's a close play down there. Vernon hit a roller just past Milner. He reached for it, but couldn't quite touch it. Sammy Hale hustled in and got it over to first. And the side's retired with no runs, one hit, no errors, and one man left to score at the end of four innings. Nothing. And Bass, the boy just up from Chattanooga, walks out on the mound, starts tossing a few to Rick Farrell. fast, mixes him up pretty well down there, has a fairly good fastball. He's supposed to have a good knuckler. Looks like he has a pretty fair curve. He's just been a little bit wild, but apparently he has something on that ball. He's had 3-2 on most of the batters, and with usually when they get a pitcher where he's got to come down in there to him, they're get a hold of that ball, but they're hitting a little bit late, hitting those right-handers, hitting that ball off the right field. He's all warmed up, and Goodrow, shortstop, comes up. Here comes the first pitch, and it's strike one, a fast ball right down there. Goodrow singled his first time up. Bass takes his wind-up again. Here comes the pitch, and it's one of those knucklers, a little bit too low. And it's 1-1. Takes his wind-up. Here comes the pitch. He swings and hits one right back. Bass takes it on a big hop, tosses to Vernon, and Goodrow is out. One man out, and Roy Weatherly, left fielder, comes up. He bats left-handed. Bass takes his wind-up. Here comes the pitch, and that's a knuckler that's a little bit outside. Looks like we may have two knuckleball artists on this ball club. That's Leonard and Bass. Here comes the next pitch. He swings, hit the fly, going into left center. Gideon is coming in. Taft right is coming in. Wright calls for it and makes a catch. Right out there in front of Gideon in short left center. And we have two men out. Ben Chapman comes up now. Ben has been up twice, walked each time. Bass takes his wind-up. Here comes the pitch. And it's a curve ball. Came right over there for strike one. Starts his wind-up again. Here it comes. And at this time it's a knuckler that took that inside corner. Strike two. Starts his wind-up again. Here it comes. He swings, hit the fly, going into center field. Gideon is standing there waiting. And he has it. Chapman flies out to Gideon in right center, retiring aside. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. Three up and three down. And for the first time in the ball game, Bass has set the Indians down in order. So the score going into the last of the fifth is still nothing-nothing. Young Bass has showed us a little of everything out there. I don't know what usually those pitchers who fool around with the knuckleball, it's just about like the spitball pitchers used to be. There were a few real outstanding spitball pitchers, and a lot of the other boys were trying to throw that spitter, but they'd get in trouble every once in a while and attempt to come in there with a spitter. There wouldn't be anything on it. Somebody'd crack it on them. Dutch Leonard gets himself in trouble. He uses that knuckler. And I don't know what this boy depends upon when he gets out there in a tight spot. But anyway, he showed us a pretty good knuckler, pretty fair curveball, and fairly good fastball. Anyway, those Cleveland Indians haven't done a whole lot up to plate. Well, Miller's all warmed up now, and Big Gideon comes up. Center fielder, bats right-handed. Miller starts his wind-up. Here comes the pitch. He tried to bunt that ball down the third baseline, but it goes foul. This Gideon is a big, tall boy, but he runs very well. He's formerly with the Michigan University. He looks pretty good out there. Here comes the next pitch. And it's a little bit inside. Ball one, 1-1. Miller takes his wind up. Here comes the pitch. He swings, hits a high fly right up into infield. Boudreaux is going back, calls for it, and he has it. Gideon flies out to Boudreaux in back of shortstop for the first out. One man out now, and Rick Farrell comes up. Farrell's catching this ball game. Pretty good man in there with those young pitchers, or especially the newcomers, whether they're young or not. First pitch is right down in there, strike one. That's called a fast one. Miller starts his wind up. Here comes the pitch. He swings, hits the fly ball going into center field. Chapman is going back. He's under it and has it. Farrell lines out to Chapman in center field for the second out. And Bass comes up now. He's not bald, is he, Warren? He took his cap off there.
Tell me, for a bat, he's got quite a hook.
That's pretty good, Warren. Pretty good. Well, he's getting a nice hand from these ladies. Miller takes his windup. Here comes the pitch. He swings on the first one, hits a fly ball going into right field. Bruce Campbell is out there waiting, and he has it. Bass flies out to Campbell in right field, retiring aside with no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. Three up and three down, and the score at the end of five innings still nothing. No score in this ball game. This thing has developed into a battle between Lefty Milner and Mr. Bass. Harry, you have something over there?
Yeah, I have some scores, Walter. Right, in the American League this afternoon, the New York Yankees beat out the Chicago White Sox 5-2. The Yanks, 5 runs, 10 hits, no error. Chicago, 2 runs, 8 hits, 1 error. Boston defeated St. Louis 6-2. Boston, 6 runs, 9 hits, no error. St. Louis, 2 runs, 7 hits, 1 error. And Detroit beat Philadelphia 7-6. The Tigers, 7 runs, 11 hits, 2 errors. Philadelphia, 6 runs, 10 hits, and 3 errors. The National League, the Pirates beat the Boston Bees in the first game of a doubleheader, 6-4. 6 runs, 8 hits, 1 error for Pittsburgh, 4 runs, 12 hits, 2 errors for Boston. Well, we're moving into the first half of the sixth. There's still no score in the ball game, and as Walter told you, it's somewhat of a pitching duel between Bass and Al Milner. Bass, a big right-hander, Milner, a big left-hander. Sammy Hale's leading off now. In comes the first pitch, and he fouls it back into the stands, the upper tier of the grandstand, for strike one. Hale's up for the third time, walked in the first inning and fouled out to Vernon in the third. You fans out around Miller's Market at 2135 4th Street Northeast can be on the lookout for the big train tonight, for he'll be out there. Here's the next one in, and Sammy Hale hits a slow ground ball down to second base. Eddie Leaf comes in, fields the ball, gets it to Vernon, and Hale goes out. Grounding out second to first for out number one. That brings Bruce Campbell, right fielder, left-hand batter up. Slide to center field in the first and to left field in the third. 2 hits in the ball game so far for Cleveland. Bass is ready. Here's the pitch coming in, and Campbell swings on it, lines it right down the foul line in left field. It's going over against the box seats. He's rounded first, on his way to second, makes a turn at second, but holds up when Taft right fields the ball and relays it into Hal Quick. Campbell was swinging on that ball and laced it right down the line. It's good for 2 bases. That puts him on second base. 1 out. And Keltner, third baseman, a right-hand batter coming up. He flied to center field and fouled out to Jim Vernon. Bass takes a stretch, a look back at second base. In comes the pitch to Keltner. Outside low in the dirt. Rick Farrell had to dig that one out. Ball one as it counts. Here's the next pitch coming into Keltner. And he swings, fouls it back against the stands. 1-1 is the count. Tomorrow's an off day here at Griffith Stadium. No ball game. The New York Yankees move in for a single game Saturday afternoon and another Sunday afternoon. New ball's out in the hands of Bass. He takes a stretch. Here's the pitch coming in. Low, inside, ball two. 2-1 is the count now on Ken Keltner. Bass looks into Rick Farrell, gets his signal, takes his stretch. Look back at second base. Here's the next one coming in. Keltner fouls that one back into the screen. 2-2 is a count. Washington infield is Vernon at first, Eddie Leap at second base, Hal Quick is at shortstop, Charlie Gilbert's at third. The outfield is Taft right in left, Elmer Gedeon in center, and Alex Pitko in right. 2-2 is the count on Ken Keltner. Bass is ready. Here's the pitch coming in. And Keltner swings on it, hits it out into left field, way back, and Taft right makes a beautiful catch just in front of the wall, turns and hustles that ball in to Charlie Gilbert at third base. That was a nice catch by Taft right. A few more feet of distance on that ball, and Wright couldn't have gotten his hands on it. He made the catch and then rolled against the wall out there, but he held on to it. So it's two away. Campbell still on second base, and Oscar Grimes, first baseman, a right-hand batter coming up. He flied to Pitko in right field in the second, and he walked in the fourth. Bass has given up 5 walks in the game. Standing off the rubber, rubbing the ball off. Walks on, gets the signal, takes a stretch. Look back at second. Here comes the pitch into Grimes. Right across that outside corner for a called strike. Strike one on Grimes. First half of the sixth, no score. Bass is ready for the next pitch, and it comes. And Grimes lifts it high in the air. It's going into short center field. Leap Quick and Gedeon all after the ball. Gedeon calls for it. Makes the catch. Route number 3. Retire the side. No runs, 1 hit, no errors, and 1 runner left on base. So at the end of the first half of the sixth, the score still reads Cleveland nothing and Washington nothing. Don't forget, you fans around Miller's Market at 2135 4th Street Northeast, Walter Johnson will be out there tonight for a personal appearance, and tomorrow night at the Calvert Market, 1862 Columbia Road Northwest. 7:30 to 9, Miller's Market, 7:30 to 9, tomorrow night at the Calvert Market at 1862 Columbia Road Northwest. Last half of the sixth coming up now. The leadoff man will be Eddie Leap.
Where's McTagg going to be, Warren? All that time.
In the doghouse.
No, Walter, I got lost last night. I've got the right directions tonight, though. I know where 2135 4th Street Northeast is because I've been out there before.
I got lost last night, too, Harry, but I made it.
And now into the last half of the sixth. Eddie Leap, second baseman, a right-hand batter's up. The first pitch comes in high for ball one. Leap struck out in the first inning and beat out an infield hit in the third. Milner starts his windup. Here's the next one coming in. Eddie takes a curve ball for a call strike to even the count 1-1. Oscar Grimes at first base for Cleveland. Hale at second. Boudreaux at short. Keltner at third. Here's the next one coming in. And it's high for ball two. 2-1. The Cleveland outfield is Weatherly in left, Chapman in center, and Campbell in right. Al Milner's the pitcher, and Raleigh Hemsley's the catcher. Milner goes into a windup. Here's the next pitch coming in, and Eddie Leap swings on and hits one over the head of Ken Keltner out into left field. It's a base hit. Weatherly fields it on the ground, gets the throw into Boudreaux, and Eddie Leap is on first base with a single, his second hit of the afternoon. Washington has only 3 hits in the ball game, and Leap has 2 of the 3. Charlie Gilbert has the other. That double off the right field wall in the fourth. So we have a runner on first base. Nobody out. And up comes Hal Quick, shortstop. Right-hand batter, he's grounded out 2 times he's been up. Here's the first one coming in. Hal takes it. It's low. Ball one. Ball one on Quick. Milner takes a stretch, a look at first base. Here's the next pitch coming in. Quick swings on it, hits it out into right field. It has Campbell on the move. He goes back, pulls the ball down, then gets his throw in to Hale at second base. Al Quick lining to Bruce Campbell in right field. Drove Bruce back about 12 or 14 feet to make that catch. So we have one out, runner still on first, and Alec Pitko, right fielder, right-hand batter's up. He walked in the first, and he flied to right field in the fourth. No score, the last half of the sixth. Nolan takes his stretch. Here's the first pitch coming in. Pitko swings and misses. Strike one. There goes the toss over to Oscar Grimes at first base. Eddie leaped back in plenty of time. Ball's back in the hands of Milner. Another one. This one a snap throw over. And Eddie playing safe, one end sliding. Milner again takes his position on the rubber. Here comes the pitch into Pitko. He swings on it, lifts it high in the air. It's going out into short right field. Sammy Hale, Bruce Campbell. Bruce Campbell almost lost the ball. There's a double play on it. Eddie Leaf is double off first base. Looked for a moment as though that ball was going to be lost. Sammy Hale went out after the ball. Campbell was coming in, and Sammy Hale then finally decided to slow up, give Campbell time to get the ball, and Bruce almost lost it, had to take it right around his knees. Eddie Leaf was about halfway between first and second, and he couldn't beat the throw back into first base. So he was doubled off from Campbell to Grimes for the third out, retiring the side with no runs, one hit, no errors, nobody left on base. That gives Cleveland their first double play of the afternoon. So at the end of six innings of play, it still reads Cleveland nothing and Washington nothing. Before going into the first half of the seventh, we're going to pause for station identification.
4:27, 27 minutes past 4 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. This is station WJSB, Washington.
And now here again is Walter Johnson.
All right, we're going into seventh inning. Still no score in this ball game. Looked like for a moment there we might going to get a break, but Bruce Campbell came in fast to make the catch of Pitko's high fly in back of second base. Sammy Hale called for the ball. Was a little bit early in making that call. Found out the wind carried that ball out a little further than he thought. So Campbell came in just in time to make the catch. Leap was headed towards second base, and before he could get back, he was doubled. Well, Hemsley's up here now. Bass is all warmed up. Here's the first pitch, and it's a little bit too high. Ball one. That's a fast one. Each team has had three hits now, two singles and a double. Here comes the next pitch, and it's right down in there for strike one. One and one. Bass starts his windup again. Here comes. He swings, hit the ground ball, going down to shortstop. Quick takes on a big hop. There's a throw to first, and he's out. Raleigh Hemsley grounds out short to first for the first out. And Al Milner, the pitcher, comes up now. Throws and bats left-handed. Big, strong boy, Milner. He belongs to Cleveland Indians when I was over there, but we had him in a smaller league. Here comes the first pitch. He swings and fouls it back. One strike. Bass gets another ball. He rubs that ball up, gets a little rosin on his hand. Steps on there, starts his windup. Here comes the pitch. He swings, hits a high fly foul right up here in front of the Washington dugout. Vernon is coming over there. He has it. And Milner is out for the second out. Two men out. Boudreaux, the shortstop, comes up. Been up three times, has one hit and three trips up there. This boy was over in Buffalo in the International League this year. Looks like a pretty good ball player. Here comes the first pitch, and he starts a swing. He goes all the way around, but they didn't call it on him. He had to kind of swing his body all the way around, but it's ball one. Here comes the next pitch. It's low and outside. It's ball two. He looks down to Oscar Vitt to get that sign. The managers always have a sign when the count's 2-0 or 3-1. Tell those fellas what to do. Here comes the next pitch, and it's strike one. That's a fast one. Took that inside corner. It's 2-1. Bass starts his windup again. Here it comes. He swings and fouls it back. Goes right back in a bunch of ladies. And I didn't see what happened, but maybe some lady got it. 2-2 on Boudreau. Bass has another ball. Starts his windup. Here it comes. The fastball a little bit outside, and it's 3-2 on Boudreau now. Two men out, nobody on. That's the first half, the seventh. There's no score. This has been a pitcher's battle out here.